Test 5B. Listening. Speaker 1.
In the future, you won't have to hold it in your hand because you'll be able to strap it onto your arm. You will be able to see the person you're talking to on a small TV screen, and they'll be able to see you too. Instead of pressing in the numbers, you'll just have to say the name and it will dial the number for you.
Speaker 2.
We have one in our study at home, but I wish we had more. My sister will use it for hours if my parents let her, so we have to take turns. Both my mum and dad use it for work and to read about stuff. I use it for my homework and sometimes to play games. I think everyone will have one in the future. You will speak to it and it will talk back. You will be the only person who can use your own one because it'll turn on only if it recognizes your voice.
Speaker 3.
More people will have one because it will be a lot cheaper than it is now. It will be safer for the environment and to drive because it will run on solar energy and not on petrol. The very expensive ones will still use petrol, but they will fly. People won't be allowed to fly it to work, only to very far away places. Some will be big enough for a whole family, and others will be only for one person.
Speaker 4.
I think it will be small and flat, and easy to carry. When you want to watch something, you'll be able to hang it on the wall or hold it in your hand. Imagine you're on a train and you're bored, but you don't want to disturb the other passengers travelling with you. All you'll have to do is put on the earphones and you won't bother anyone.
Speaker 5. I write magazine articles for a living at home, and I like to have it on all day long. I believe it helps me write better. Sometimes, though, I get too lazy to get up and change the music. One day I think someone will invent one that will know what mood you're in and how you feel. It will decide what you should listen to. Then, as soon as you feel differently, it will change the station or CD for you. A lot of people would like something like that.